Happy freaking Friday, beautiful people. Welcome back to another Friday Live. We got, I think this is 42 in a row since we've been doing these. We got a little hot streak going on. We took a little break for a minute, probably about a month ago, but we're back on our Friday Live game. And I'm having a really good time hanging out with you guys, okay? So, as you're tuning in, I'd love to know a few things. You're tuning in, I'd love to know what your first name is. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from. And I'd love to know something really, really good that's going on in your life right now, okay? So, we're going to do a little Q&A. And I got some topics picked out that we're going to talk about, okay? But, yeah. So, if you don't know who I am, my name is Connor. I'm from Pittsburgh, and something really, really good that's going on in my life right now is that we got something really, really big coming up in probably about 1 week, and I can't wait to share that with you guys. Okay, so yeah, let me know what your name is. Let me know where you're tuning in from, and then we'll get going. Okay, so we've got. Get the Philippines in the house. We've always got the Philippines in the house, always represented. We got Carlo from Chicago, we got Singapore. What's going on, Singapore? We got another Philippines. Let's go. And some of the topics that we're going to talk about today are going to be, we're going to talk about God, we're going to talk about steroids, we're going to talk about dating, dream car, and some of my goals for 2024. Okay, we got Michigan. What is going on? And from Michigan, we got ATL in the house. We got Lila from Texas. Tara watching from the Philippines. What is going on, Tara? Vince from San Antonio. Just started my 2 weeks of vacation for the holidays. Let's go. We got holidays coming up. It's a good time. Good time all around, you know. Colorado Springs in the house. I've been there. What is going on, Haley? Indianapolis in the house. What is going on, Town.Gary? Annie from Czechia. Today I'm happy that God gave me the rest from the school project so I can continue rested. That's awesome. We love to hear that. Allie from Central New Jersey. Okay. Maybe we'll change it up, Allie. Thank you. We got Dallas. Karina from Dallas. What is going on, Karina? We got Kay from UK. That's fun to say. We got New York in the house, North Carolina. Sasu from Nigeria. Let's go. Okay. I was just talking to someone from there. What part of Nigeria? We got Poland in the house, but now I'm in Czech Republic on holidays. That's fun. Very cool. Isn't it, is Split a city in Czech Republic? Is that right? Or is that in Croatia? I'm pretty sure that's in Croatia. Dallas, Texas, Karina, Mikey G from the Bronx. That's sick. Mikey G from the Bronx, NYC. That's a sick name. Annalise from Los Angeles. A lot of fellow Los Angelino in the house. Aloha from Maui. We got Bend, Oregon in the house. Is that how you say it? Is it Oregon? Is that how we say it, Kim? Ghana. What is going on, Ghana? We got Holland. Holland, that's cool. I feel like we're like more like international. Let's go. Cool. So yeah, I'll give you a shout out if you're commenting a little bit later and you want to let me know where you're tuning in from. And I will get going, okay? Happy holidays. All right, we got that pronounced right. Thank you, Kim. Cool. Delta State in Nigeria. Cool. That's cool. Cool. All right, so left LA for Bend. Okay. Cool. Arizona in the house. Sweet. What part of Arizona? Rhode Island. Cool. Awesome. So, yeah, let's get into it. I don't know how long this is going to be. I got 9 questions that we're going to walk through, okay? And just hang out for maybe like 15, 30 minutes, you know, as we always do on our Fridays. And, yeah. So, yeah, let's get into it, okay? So, the first question is this. We're getting right off. We're hitting it heavy, like, starting off, okay? Namibia. Is that how you pronounce it? Namibia? Or is it Nambia? Is the I silent in the house? We'll have to see. But yeah. So first question is this. Ever thought about taking SARMs or steroids? So never in my life and never will I ever take steroids ever. I am all natty. We will always remain all natty. And I'm never going to like mess with any of that. So, yeah, I always felt like if I ever like went on like testosterone or if I ever went on like any kind of steroids that I was going to, like, pay for it. Like, I was, like, deathly afraid of doing anything like that. Like, I was going to, like, pay for it when I was older, and I was going to, like, mess my hormones up, and I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about it, and that's why I was never going to do anything that was, like, never not all natural, if that makes any sense. So I have nothing against anything, but, like, it's just not for me, and it never will be for me, okay? So we do not do I've never thought about taking steroids in my life. So, yeah. Second question is, any regrets of anything you've done in your past since you're closer to God now? Would you have done anything differently? Personally, yeah. I feel like there was definitely a time where I felt like I had a lot of shame, like, because I did a lot of things. Not a lot of things, but, like, some things that, like, weren't... I knew, like, God wouldn't be, like, proud that I did. I wasn't, like, following just, like, the whatever commandments and how, like, I should be living my life and everything. So I think there was, like, a period where I had a lot of shame because I did some of these things, until I kind of realized that, like, I had a lot of shame and embarrassment because, you know, some of the things that I have done in my past, like we, you know, everyone has, but maybe, like, some people just don't really think about it until, you know, unless they, like, you know, step more into their faith, or they're, like, become more of a morally sound person, you know? But yeah, there's definitely some things for me, and I feel like I had a little time period where I was, like, super, like, shameful. I had a lot of, like, embarrassment because I did some of those things. What is going on, Ruth? I see you killing your workouts. But I kind of just realized, like, I was already forgiven. Like, as long as I, like, repented and just, like, going forward, like, that's the only thing that I can change out of my behavior going forward. So, yeah. And I also realized, like, shame and embarrassment are, like, the two most, like, least useful emotions that you could possibly feel. And I feel like they've held me back a lot, like, from, like, progressing and growing in my life. So, you know, no more shame and no more embarrassment we're ever gonna feel because of anything we've done in our past, right? All we can do is just try and be better going forward, and that's that. So, yeah. Next question. If someone asked you on a date whether you have ever met them before or not, what would you say? So I'm assuming that this would be like on a dating app or something, or just on, like, a DM or something to go on a date. So, of course, I do my due diligence, you know. You gotta do your due diligence. You can't just be like, the last thing you want to do is be going on a date. Bro, like, I have not gone on a date in a very long time. And so if I would, like, go out of my way to, like, go on a date right now for someone that I've never met before, and if I got some kind of, like, catfished or anything like that, I would feel like, I'd be like, yeah, that I would do my due diligence, right? We do our research. But I'd be down if it all, like, things, like, checked off the list and I was like, all right, this sounds like someone that I want to get to know and go on a date with, you know? So, yeah. I would definitely go on a date with them if I've never met them before and they looked like a cool person, if that makes sense. So, dating is overrated these days, lol. Okay. fair. So, next question is, this is kind of an interesting one. So, this is, like, a multifaceted one that we'll get into right now. Definitely crushing my workouts all day, every day. See you also crushing your workouts as well. Let's go, Ruth. Let's go, Ruth. So, yeah, we did, what did we do today? We did back and biceps this morning. So, yeah. And then we were just finishing our check-ins before we did this. So, yeah. This next question is this. So, when, we're about halfway through, okay? So, you guys know, as far as time goes, you got to be anywhere. So when people look at, so question number four, when people look at, listen to, and when you leave, what do you want them to see, hear, and remember? Ruth did triceps and cardio today. All right. That's cool. We like that. Triceps and cardio. It's always a good day. A little push action. So when people look at, listen to, and when you leave, what do you want them to remember? What do you want them to see, hear, and remember? So I honestly would just be like, I'm just an honest man doing some honest work, speaking some honest words in God's name. Like, that's literally all I want to be, you know, from now until going forward, is just like, I'm just doing my best. I'm just an honest dude, like, doing some honest work and trying to speak some honest words, and just like become more of a godly man. Like, that's all that I want to be, like, known for. That's all I want to be known as. And as far as just being, like, remembered for, it would probably just be that. Amen, Angela. I probably would just say that, like, that I cared about whoever it was that I was, like, interacting with, or things like that. Because I feel like most people, like, nowadays, like, couldn't care less about you, you know? Like, you know, like, when you're talking to them, half the time they're looking at their phone, or half the time they're, like, distracted, or they're not, like, focused on you, and you have, like, their divided attention and you don't have their undivided attention, right? So I feel like nowadays, I just want to be, like, known as someone who, like, cared about you. If anyone's, like, working with me at Hot with Trot, when it comes to coaching, it's just like, I want, like, when you work with me, like, when you work with me, that, like, you will always be better than when you, like, who you were before you met me, or before we started working together, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, being the best version of yourself you can be every day. Love that. Favorite Bible verse? That is a great question. Honestly, I really like, favorite Bible verse. Honestly, for me, it's probably, I think it's Romans. It's one in Romans. Which one is that? I think it's like Romans, 8:31 or something, where it's like, if God is for us, who can be against us? That was one of my first ones that I like remembered and like wrote down, and like, I love that Bible verse. So if God is for us, who can be against us? So yeah. Cool. Let me see if there's any ones I also want to know. Are you Bachelor Nation? I just watched The Golden Bachelor. I don't know if you guys have ever checked Golden Bachelor out, but that was actually a great show. That was a great show that I just finished watching a few weeks ago. So I highly recommend that. But that's probably the extent of my Bachelor Nation allegiance. Okay. So, yeah. All right. Next question. What is, this is sort of a similar answer, I would say, but what is one quality you love about yourself? And if you could spend the day with one person, living or non-living, who would it be and why? So, yeah, loving the gray in your beard. That's kind of cool. I didn't realize, maybe it just, like, looks like that, like how the sun is, but, I know that's, like, that's kind of cool actually. But I would just say the quality is, I'm trying to do better at this, and this is kind of ties into to one of my goals that I want to focus on a little bit more going into next year, is, I think that, like, if I'm ever, I'm much better. This is why I don't really do, like, group training and group classes and things like that. Like, that is a great thing for fitness people, like, that want to do group classes and can do group things. That's not really my vibe and not really my thing. Like, I feel like I'm so much better just one-on-one with someone, and that kind of goes with, like, group settings and things like that. Like, I love, like, having just, like, a heart-to-heart with people and just being one-on-one with them. I love that. Like, and I feel like I always have, like, the best interactions with people. And something I'm trying to do better at is, like, giving people, like, my undivided attention, like we talked a little bit about earlier. But I feel like I'm pretty decent at that, and that's probably one of the qualities that I would say is the quality that I love the most about myself, okay? So, is giving people my undivided attention, okay? What is your favorite pre-workout? My favorite pre-workout? I've actually been off pre-workout for a little bit. But when I was doing pre-workout, I don't even know. I think my Probably my favorite. I liked Ghost. Ghost has a pretty good one, I would say. They're all kind of similar, but I liked Ghost's flavors. To be honest with you, Coralie, Lynn Fit. Undivided attention is an amazing thing. I know, right? I know. I think that's... And I feel like you can get a really good read on someone. Like, when you first meet them, like, if they do that or not, or if they do that well or not, right? Is if, like, they're, like, distracted when you're talking to them. It's like, are you listening to anything that I'm saying right now? Or did it all just go, like, over your head, right? And that's something that, like, I can always do, you know, we can always do better at. But, like, I feel like when I meet someone, or when, like, I'm talking to someone or interacting with someone, that, like, I want them to really feel like, you know, even if it isn't, like, a group setting, that, like, if I'm, like, talking to them, like, that it's only us two in, like, in the room, right? Like, in the, there's no one else, like, that's, like, that has my attention. It's just, like, us, you know? So, yeah. How tall are you? I'm 6'1". Yeah. Are you an eye-to-eye conversationalist? What does that... Does that mean, like... Does that just mean, like, you look at each... You, like, make eye contact when you look at each other? You'll have to let me know what that means, Don. Don Motto. Do you look at your phone on dates? Heck no. That is, like, if I'm on a date and, like, if the girl's, like, looking at her phone, like, a lot, I'm sorry, but that's, like, a red flag. Like, I'm not about that. And I would not do that. I would not ever do that. Like, you know, if I was on a date, like, looking at my phone, like, honestly, I'd probably prefer to just leave my phone, like, at home, if I could do that, you know? And then the second part of that question was, yeah, is looking at your phone on a date, is that a turn off? Is that what we think it is? Do we think that's, like, a red flag, a turn off? Because it's definitely a big turn off and big red flag, if you're asking me, okay? So, but yeah, the next part, the next part of that question is, if you could spend the day with one person, living or non-living, who would it be and why? I would probably say I have been blessed in my life when it comes to my family, and, like, no one is, like, there's been no tragic anything that's happened with, you know, deaths or injuries or anything like that, aside from old age. But the two people that I would probably spend the day with again would be both of my grandpas. So my grandpa, or my pappy, and my papa would be the two that I would want to spend the day with again, and I could, like, show them how grown I am. You know, like, my pappy passed away 10 years ago, my papa passed away 7 years ago, and I would love to spend the day with them and just show them, like, how, like, my growth has been, and just be like, you know, just see, like, hopefully they'd be proud of me, you know. But I think that would be very cool, just to be like, show them, like, how my life is now and, like, how I carry myself, because, like, that's, I would just love to, like, be around them again, you know? So, pumpkin. People shy away from eye contact, usually can't keep a great conversation. Yeah, I will say, when it comes to, like, I know you asked about that eye-to-eye conversation thing. Like, I honestly feel like I really had to work at being, like, social. Like, it's almost like something that I, like, it doesn't come naturally to me. Like, I don't know, it's not like I'm not, like, uncomfortable necessarily. It's not like, it's sort of in between, like, awkward and just weird. So I just kind of, like, I try to just, like, give my undivided attention to someone, but it's weird, this weird thing that, like, I, like, focus on that, because, like, I really had to work at being, like, social with people, and, like, looking them in the eye and things like that, and, like, how I would meet them and things like that, because it didn't come naturally to me. Like, it wasn't just I don't know. It was just this, I was like always this shy kid. I was always this very reserved, introverted boy when I was younger. And I really had to, like, that's been a big part of my growth has been like, I don't necessarily like have to be the most like loud, outgoing person in a room. I just have to make like the person that I'm speaking to like feel like they're the only person in the room, right? Like, and I feel like that's sort of my focus if I'm ever like interacting with people, like when I meet them or if I'm like hanging out with them, like I try and do that, but it's something that I really have to like work at, if that makes sense. Like, it's kind of weird, but yeah. So yeah, all right, we got a couple more questions, okay? So this one's interesting. So a compass has 4 points of direction. What are the 4 points of your compass? Active listening is a skill. Yes, it is. Yeah, so the four, so this, they said her, their example was faith, love, courage, and patience. So I would say, honestly, my four points of my compass would probably be the exact same. Probably the only things that would be different would be instead of faith, love, courage, then patience, I'd probably switch courage and patience because I feel like I'm a little better at having, I don't know, courage, if, you know, to say that, but I think I could definitely work at having a little bit more patience rather than like taking more risk and being more courageous and having more, you know, being more brave going forward. I think like having more patience is something that I want to do, like be very intentional about, like going like into next year. And I feel like I've grown so much from in that area of being patient with all things in my life, with myself, I think first and foremost, and then like you can extend that to other people. And I think that's, you know, if someone's patient with me, I think that's something that I really appreciate with someone. So that's something that I'm trying to extend to other people too. Okay. So yeah, last couple, and then I'll let you guys go. Okay. So, this is the third to last one. So this is, I just spoke about the absence of patience at church this past week. Actually, that's too funny. That's cool. That's super cool. I feel like that's one of the most, underrated qualities, I feel like, in people, and like something that I feel like everyone can work on, you know, it's being a little bit more patient and like not being so rushed. I feel like it's so like commonplace just to want, you know, immediate, fast, you know, stimulus and things like that, right? So yeah, patience is definitely a virtue. All right, so this next one is the last of this like in-depth kind of questions of these ones. So what is your why in life? What do you want more of? So I think I'm probably at a point where I just want to serve to the best that I can, and like whatever that means. And I kind of just tying this into like social media is, I think when you see, I don't want it to be about me. What is going on, Brendan? Muscles. I don't want it to be about me. Like, I think you see a lot of, like social media, people on social media that like create content and things like that. And like, you see a lot of influencers that are, you know, it's all about them. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just always felt like, that's just always not been my vibe. It's always like, how can I like point to like other people and put other deserving people on, you know, put them on because of how, like, you know, we're kind of growing together, right? And that's what I try and do on my stories with like Hot with Trot. That's what I try and do with that page and like with my coaching nowadays. It's just like, I don't want it to be about me so much. And that's like, that's a tricky thing with like social media, you know. It's just like, I'll see posts and stuff where you know, maybe that's like your play on social media. It's just to like, I want to grow my like following because I want it to be all about me. I want it to be this like super powerhouse influencer, right? That like people are going to follow you for. But man, like that's just never been me. Like that has never been my vibe. And that's cool. Like if you want to go and do that route, but I'm telling you, that's never brought me, if I, you know, I've had periods of like where I felt like that's how I wanted to like be on social media. It's just like, hey, look at me. I'm cool. I'm strong. I got some muscles. And like, look at me. Like I'm this cool guy, you know? I feel like I've gone through a period of that, but it's never brought me any like joy from it, really. It's not brought me any like, you know, made me feel like lasting. It's been very like fleeting moments that have like really felt good, you know. It's not these like lasting impactful, you know, peace and lasting impactful joy that I've felt when I like help one of my clients like lose 30 pounds or something like that, right? And I get to show them off and be like, and they get send me a message and they're like, Connor, like I've never felt this good my entire life, like you rock and you're the best. And I'm just like, that's what it's all about, you know. It's not about me, it's about like being someone who can like point in a direction of other people that are killing it, kicking butt, and putting them on display, you know. So yeah. All right, second to last one, and then I'll let you guys go. So what is your dream car? What is your guys' dream car? Let me know. What is your dream car? Let me know in the comments. So my dream car, I've never been, this is my first live with you. I enjoy this. It's a great beginning of the weekend. Oh, thank you, Don. I appreciate it, man. We do this every week. You'll have to come back next week, okay? And so, yeah, my dream, so like, I've never been this like car, Ford Expedition, all right, Ferrari, Bugatti, I've never been this car guy. Like I've never been a car guy. Like I don't even know anything really about cars. I know like types of cars and I think they're cool and stuff, but I've just never been like a car guy, you know. Porsche 911, okay. But I do think the next car that I'll probably get, having said that, like I wouldn't go and get this like super sports car. Range Rover, that's cool, Kim. I like that. So I think the next car that I'll get is probably a Tesla. It's probably gonna be the Mitsubishi Lancer Evo 6. All right, Brennan, that's pretty sick. Tesla, yeah, Tesla's probably my car. Red Volkswagen, I drive a Challenger. That's pretty sick, actually. Challengers are cool. My dad got a Challenger as like a, he got a Challenger, I think, as like a, maybe it was a Challenger, as a rental car. Tesla truck. That does look sick. But yeah, that's probably my dream car, is like a Tesla. It's probably be like the next car that I get. So yeah, cool. All right, and the very last one, what are your goals for 2024? What growth do you want to accomplish next year? And wrap it up, because I feel like 30 minutes is solid. Alfa Romeo, okay. Those are some cool ones. Those are some cool cars. But yeah, some of my goals for 2024 is like career related, work related. It's just to continue growing Hot with Trot and hiring a team to help me, because I need help. Because we're doing really, really good and we're doing really, really well. We're helping tons of people and I can't wait to keep growing that, but I'm gonna need a team to help me definitely next year. And when it comes to my faith, my goal is to finish reading my Bible. I bring this guy everywhere with me. Finish reading this guy, or at least the New Testament. At least the New Testament next year, because we're doing a chapter a day. Yeah, one chapter a day. Yeah, if you want to work with me, shoot me a DM and let's talk, because I could need some help. Or if you know any like coaches or assistants, because like I could use some help, please believe me. Definitely will be needing some help over the next month or two, probably all of next year and forever. But yeah, But faith related, just like continue growing my, you know, my walk with God, finishing the Bible, or at least like finishing the New Testament. And yeah, and personal goals for me is I'd like to have a girlfriend next year. That'd be cool. Like, that'd be really nice if I could kind of like, if we started dating again next year. I feel like I'm ready. Like, I feel like I'm close to being like ready for all that, you know? So I've been waiting and I'm good for the past couple years, but I feel like I've grown so much. I feel like I'm like the man that I feel like my like next like person that I date like is like would be worthy of that person. And I feel like I'm just like ready for that. So personally, would love to start dating again. Would love to have a girlfriend next year. I'd love to be a better friend to my friends, because that's something that I feel like I've dropped the ball on a little bit last year, and I want to get better at that. I want to get better at like checking in with my friends. I want to get better at just being you know, a really, really good friend to them. And I want to get closer with my family too. So I want to be a better brother. I want to be a better son. I want to be a better cousin. I want to be a better godfather. And yeah, those are my goals for next year. And yeah, we will get better in all those areas. We're going to be way better than we are right now. And so, yeah, that's all I got. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Be more present in the moment. I like that. That's definitely living in the now is definitely on there too. And so, yeah, that's all I got. Thanks for hanging out with me. I love hanging out with you guys every Friday at 3 p.m. PST. Be sure to come back next week and we'll do it all over again. We get to hang out for a little bit again too, okay? All right, love you guys, and see you soon. Have a safe Friday night and safe weekend, okay? Peace.